are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh.
This is our theme song.
Batty Brulette.
Sing it, girl. This is our theme song.
Batty Brulette.
Okay. We played Batty Roulette with you guys before.
You guys fucking loved it.
You loved it.
Why?
So we get so many questions from you, and usually Tracy and I organize them into categories, but sometimes some of them are just too
out
fucking
there.
Good, and we just, I don't even know where to put them. So
we put them in Batty Roulette.
How Batty Roulette was born. So we're just going to scroll through our messages that we have not answered yet and read your questions and answer them for you, because this is
Batty Roulette.
All right. Where should we start? You want to go first, Trey?
Baddies, what to do when you and your man keep bickering? I mean, I need tips. Damn, lately it's been all kinds of stuff, but what can a baddie do to get out of a funk? We've been together 6 years, so I don't know if it's normal or not, but it's taking my sparkle, and I don't want to be a bitch, but it feels like it's all on me. Work, kids, house, dinner. I feel like that's like everybody's, that's like just a relationship.
Your relationship needs a reboot, a refresh.
Yeah,
you
gotta like
6 years deep, you're in a rut. Yeah. My advice is get a babysitter,
go away
for a weekend,
yeah.
Like reconnect, because it sounds like you're just not.
You guys
connecting.
Are on the schedule, your roommates right
mm-hmm,
now.
Your roommates.
That's not good.
No. Okay, so I'm only 27, but I have zero sex drive, like none, which I know is something you ladies have no issue with. But my fiance wants sex all the time, and I feel bad for letting him down, but I have no desire to do anything. Sometimes I feel like it only happens once every 3 months.
Whoa, 3 months?
Is there anything I could do to boost my
Unless
own sex
you're
drive?
Pregnant or severely sick.
Ooh, 27, baby girl.
Or like moving. Is like the only, like you're in a major move. That's the only reasons I can understand 3 months is pregnancy or like
death in the family.
Stress. Yeah, death in the family. Like,
or you're
on
homeless.
It every day. No, I don't understand that at all.
Okay. So,
but you need to take Viagra.
Yeah, this is concerning. So, there is like stuff you can take as
Definitely.
A female, like even natural.
It's female
like,
Viagra.
Yeah, well, there's different supplements you can take too. Like even vitamins, like you might just have a vitamin deficiency, like something's just off, like chemically
true?
Off. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You can take like herbal supplements like maca powder. Is that what it's called? MACA?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. This is brand new to me. I just thought there was female Viagra or bust.
I would before you go to a doctor and get like female Viagra, I would try to like naturally try to get your sex drive
and like
back.
Watch a ton of porn.
Can you imagine this girl with no sex drive just sitting in front of
she
the TV
should be.
Watching
no,
endless porn?
Who watches porn on their TV? Go on your phone, you weirdo. I don't have porn on my TV.
I don't know. I just visualized her like Indian style, like trying to get into it.
Or like a glass of wine by herself. No. Go on your phone in a dark room. Maybe that'll help. Maybe you'll figure out something that you're into that you didn't know about either.
I just feel like I'm okay. So like, yes, I'm horny in my own right. Whatever. Like that doesn't always include Denny, but like, part of like me being with my husband is like I'm physically attracted to him. Do you know what I mean? Like he's
yeah.
your fiance. Like that's your man. Like find what's hot about him and focus mm-hmm. in on that. If you love his fucking scruffy beard, like lick his beard. If you
Whoa. Don't please don't do that. Beards are the filthiest thing there is. So
if you
dirty.
Loved up, please out of sight, out of mind. If
Bacteria.
You love, you know, his booty, like pinch his butt, like do whatever you have to do to get turned on. But you. This is not acceptable, and you are. It's a recipe for disaster for both for your relationship.
Yeah, he's definitely gonna cheat on you for sure.
He's gonna cheat on you. I mean, you have to
once every 3 months with no reasonable excuse as to why is concerning.
She has no
for
sex
sure.
drive. That's her reason,
right? But that doesn't. Yeah, something seems like physically off.
I'm curious. Like, is it her sex drive with him or just in? I guess
yeah,
just
like
in general.
If you weren't with him, would you still have this problem? Have you had it in the past with boyfriends?
I would immediately seek help other than us. Because,
yeah, I think we're not
because
the route
honestly, it's.
To take.
I'm glad you addressed it though, because you shouldn't let it go on any longer. It's an important part of your life as a woman, important part of your life as a couple in a relationship, and in your marriage. You want to have a happy marriage. You're going to get married. You want to be connected to your man. It's important.
Yeah, for sure.
Go, Trey.
All right. Hey, Trey and Jay. So my boyfriend and I are moving in together literally next month. Our 2 year anniversary is in 2 weeks, and we've been really happy. He's been acting really weird lately, though, and I looked in his phone and his Facebook Messenger. I see his ex-girlfriend in there. Whoa, don't do that.
Mm-mm.
And all she sent back was a phone number, but it is showed that he hasn't read it yet. That was August 22nd. What should I do? Should I ask about it? Literally had a baby earlier this year and a boyfriend and had a boyfriend a few months ago, but it shows she's single again. So the girlfriend, the ex-girlfriend, had a boyfriend, had a baby. Now she's in your man's Facebook DMs.
With her number, and it showed with her number. Guess what? You could still see that. That's probably the first thing
he probably didn't
sees.
Read it.
Yeah.
But he's for he sure read that number. Saved that number.
Yeah.
If you guys are first of all, I think moving in together after a 2-year anniversary is a little soon.
It's soon.
Right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't talk. I did that, but he moved into my apartment. We didn't like find a place together. It's a little different, I think. But
I don't know. When a girl has the spidey tingle, like the spidey sense, like something's weird, and then you pick up his phone and there's something there, that usually goes hand in hand.
Yeah, I'm concerned for this.
The hoe tingle, we call it.
The hoe tingle.
The hoe tingle. I don't know. You have to confront him. I know that you don't want to be like, I don't want to.
You don't want to be like.
Phone, but like.
You don't want to be investigative without reason, however.
So this is what I would do. I would not confront him right away.
No.
I would
investigate.
Wait. Yes. I would wait. I would keep going through his phone and collecting as much data. Evidence. Correct.
Yeah. Save it all in a file on your page.
Yeah. Because this to me sounds like
photos,
this something.
Add an album.
Yeah. This something's is going on here. I mean, someone just doesn't give someone else their phone number.
Mm. Yeah. I don't think so. I'm going to say hard no on that one. Keep it up. Keep up the investigation, FBI style.
Yeah.
Hoe tingle.
Yeah, hoe tingle. You keep on your FBI style. And then once you have enough data to
then attack,
call him out, yeah, then you attack. And then you use moving in over his head. Say, I'm not moving in with you until you cut this shit out with your ex.
I mean, yeah, that's like the least of the problems. God.
Okay. Oh, my God. Another one. I was going through my fiance's phone and found a picture today of his ex from 2013. Am I crazy for going through his album? But why a naked picture of his ex?
Some people just don't delete that stuff.
That's
I mean,
not okay.
Is there okay. just one or is there like a bunch from like how long has he
I've
had
been
the phone?
With this kid for 5 years. We have
5 years,
15-month-old son
no,
together.
No, I didn't,
and this is
that.
What I find.
Nah.
Not even that. He was flirty messaging some skanky redneck on a gaming app.
No.
On a gaming app? They can do that?
There's no.
Hmm.
No.
I don't know what to do. He's making me seem like I'm crazy, but if
that's
I had
what
any
they do. They always call
ex,
you they always
I'd
call
be
you crazy.
Wrong, and he'd never want to be with me. Help, please.
How do you know, baddies, that your man is lying?
He calls you crazy. Okay.
Hotel.
There is 0.0 reason for your man's naked ex to be in his phone.
No, I thought it was like a recent relationship. I didn't hear the 5-year thing.
No, in any relationship.
No. I'm saying if like he forgot to, he didn't go through.
Guess
them
what?
Or whatever.
When I started dating Dennis, he had naked pictures galore on his phone. Okay,
I
saw all you dumb hoes. Okay, and I deleted all you dumb hoes. And guess what he did while I did it? Laughed.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he has a secret folder somewhere with more pictures. I don't fucking doubt it. But no, you are definitely
folder.
Not on your like main phone folder, like blatantly just having naked pictures of your exes. Not fucking cool.
No, that's
cool.
Not okay.
It's not okay. It's
Jesus.
So disrespectful.
I can't
And if
even.
He's talking to like a girl on a gaming app, first of all, she's probably like
some redneck.
Fucking,
to
yeah.
be specific.
She's probably a fucking loser.
She's on a gaming app. Like that's where you're getting your rocks off on a gaming app. I have a problem with that. That's why there's no PlayStation in this house.
Are we not safe anywhere?
There's no
Can
safe space.
Can our men not play Nintendo without cheating on us?
That's just such a weird flex. Like, go. Cheating through
Yo,
your
girl,
gaming
you,
app.
You
it's
Luigi
like
Luigi on Mario today.
You're in a basement in your mom's basement eating Cheetos that have been laid out
right.
for a week and like leftover Domino's pizza. Like cheating, like that's weird and creepy and losers fucking galore.
Loserville. You know what? Let him have this video game, girl. Like let them get
yeah.
together.
Let them go fuck on his Superman sheets that he probably has that his mom changes
let
once
them,
a week.
Let them fight. Imagine their biggest fight. It'll be over. Like
it'll be like, I got to level 7 and you killed my character. You killed my avatar.
I can't believe you even know what that is. It's amazing.
I can't only because of SVU. I got questions over here. Have you ever smoked weed, Jessica?
Wait, that's not. not Betty Roulette. That's a personal question.
No, Betty Roulette. These are the questions. These are the questions. Betty Roulette.
Yeah. Like, hasn't everybody?
No, I have not. Ever.
She took the buzz out of me.
Oh, sorry. Not ever.
Never?
Corey once made me brownies, which I ate a brownie, but I don't even know how to inhale a cigarette. I wouldn't even know.
Were you off the fucking wall with the brownie?
It took me 45 minutes to climb 18 stairs. 45 minutes. I was like, I can't do it. I can't lift my legs. And then we were sitting there and I was like, all I kept doing was staring at the fan. And I was like, how long has this fan been on for? Like, Corey's like, what do you mean? I'm like, haven't we been watching this movie for days?
You know that
new weed smokers?
Yeah, but like eating an edible is such a different high than like just
apparently
smoking.
I thought I was gonna die.
It's
I was
way
like,
worse.
I
yeah.
thought we were watching a movie for days. One movie. And he was like, it's just the commercial. I'm like, I feel like I've been sitting here. How do people function? Like, I couldn't take care of my kids on me smoking. I would die. I felt like time stood still. Imagine, or it already feels like time still stays still with three kids home all day. Like, I could not imagine. No, literally could not.
That's not what smoking does
well
to
I wouldn't
you.
Know because I never smoked. I
don't
eat
a fucking edible instead.
I ate a brownie.
It's like, but the weirdest
Corey,
thing ever.
Weird because
so
Corey put in he put in hash, wax, and weed and gave me the brownie and I ate two because I was like, I don't feel anything.
You ate two.
I
you
was
did
like,
a
I don't
rookie
feel
mistake.
Anything. I don't fucking know. Again, I
rookie
don't smoke.
Mistake.
I don't know.
You're like, oh, I don't feel anything.
Don't
fucking
feel anything.
Take, eat another I'll brownie, another one, brownie. All of a sudden, you're on the floor and your world is spinning and you're
spinning,
in living in
and
a
I'm
human
like, I'm
going
to throw up. I have to go upstairs and lay down. How long is this going to last? Why has the fan been on this
oh
long? I can't
God.
Stop staring at it.
Hey. To see
it was one
try.
Time and I never will again because I learned my lesson such a hard way. 45 minutes to walk up 18 stairs. I just one staircase. 45 minutes. I was like,
where
were
you
it.
Going?
To bed. I couldn't get up to my bed. I was like, my legs aren't working. I can't move. Why can't I move from this spot? I felt paralyzed.
Batty roulette.
Awful.
Okay. I have the best question that maybe we've ever read.
What?
My boyfriend and I have had this jar full of condoms that we've not
Jessica.
That we've not touched once for over a year. Today I came home and it's half empty and he says he doesn't know why.
What a classic. What is this kid's name?
Are you fucking
oh
kidding
me? Oh my God,
me?
I don't know why. He's grabbing and going. That's what he's doing. Grab and go. He's grabbing the condoms and using them elsewhere because obviously you guys are not either using them.
He's
reasons
grabbing
or,
and going.
Yeah, he's grabbing and going. No. That's why they're not there. He didn't drop them on the floor. The dog didn't eat them.
Yo,
he's using them.
Men are so sick. They don't even bother coming up with an excuse.
Watch,
he's
I bet.
Like,
go check
oh.
your. Go check the bottom of your. He
I don't know
shoved
what happened.
He probably shoved the wrappers on the bottom of the garbage can. Go check the bottom of the garbage can. To
like,
they're there.
He genuinely, I bet my life,
or
had this surprise. Like, what? Where could they have... Maybe they blew away. Maybe the fucking...
I don't know. The wind took
strong
them.
Strong wind.
Oh, okay.
Are you fucking kidding me? You need to... What does she need to do, Tracy?
She needs to run for her life.
Run for your life.
Okay. Would you rather only anal for the rest of your life or only give blowjobs and get nothing in return?
Wow. This is... you guys are cheating on Batty Roulette, but carry on.
Okay. That's the end of the question.
Oh, okay. Would you rather do anal for the rest of your life? Would you rather do anal for
the
rest
of
your
life?
Or what?
Or give blowjobs with nothing in return. I'm going to go
blowjobs
because I don't
yeah.
do anal and I can't imagine just
anal for
the
rest
of
my
life. Sounds like the longest life ever. But ask
so
Jessica's best
shit.
Friend.
Just so much shit.
She'll say otherwise.
Living in a pile of your own filth.
Ew.
Oh.
Ew. Ew.
That's a no for me, dog. Era. Ten mom era.
Ten mom ew. Okay. Best and worst parenting advice received. Received is different than, I don't really know. I don't really take unsolicited advice. I don't like it. My best parenting advice is like treat your kids like adults with letting them be kids at the same time. Like, right, Jessica, I talk to my kids like they're adults.
Yeah, like today Jaden was like, I've got to pee. And you go, you know what a bathroom is?
You know, you have legs. Okay, am I supposed to escort you to the bathroom? No. You know where the other moms would be like, okay, honey, let's go. Good job. That was great. Oh, my God. I'm so proud of you for not peeing on the floor. And I'm like, you pee on the floor, you're cleaning it. So you kind of like talk to them like they're adults. Tri-way parenting.
Tri-way parenting.
I don't know. But you also let them be kids. I don't know.
Right.
It's weird. Like my kids know that they model for a bunch of different companies. And in order to get the clothes, they have to take pictures in the clothes.
Okay.
So they think that they have a job. But at 3 and 4, for them to have a job, it's like, my mom's like, well, if you keep spoiling them with all these clothes every day and getting packages, they're going to think that packages just show up at your house and that's how they get. I'm like, no. They know that this True. Is their job, that they're working and they're modeling for these companies and that's what they do. Like, and it takes 3 seconds. Jessica watched me take pictures before. It took how long? Maybe 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Run outside, smile 3 times, run back inside, and that's it. You're done. And they think that that's a work and that's job. But what are you going to do? I'm trying to teach them now. Like, that's. Go ahead, be a social media influencer. I don't give a fuck. These girls are making so much money.
I can't play this game because I keep reading the question in advance and I can't even focus.
Stop doing that.
A friend of mine says her husband is so scared of getting her pregnant again that he refuses to have sex.
What?
And when they did, he faked an orgasm and didn't
Yo, are kids that fucked up that men are faking orgasms Wait, so they don't knock
guy
you
is
up?
Faking an orgasm?
What? Who wrote? Who's writing this?
The people are lying. There's no way.
He's terrified to get her pregnant again.
So what?
You know what that's like.
Fakes it and then runs to the bathroom
and like finishes in the bathroom.
Pull and pray.
I mean, it's definitely weird. It's definitely sketchy.
I don't know
what to make of that.
That seems off. I don't know how. Then why are you not on? You should be on pregnant. What is it called? Birth control.
And it's been that long,
I don't even
Tracy,
know what it's called.
Jesus Christ.
You should be on birth control. He should be using condoms. I don't even understand the concept of the question. So he's faking it. So nobody's getting anything out of this.
I mean, there's a simple solution to him to not having sex or not finishing is get on the pill, wear a condom, double bag it. There's options here to not have children. It doesn't mean every time you have sex, you're going to have a child.
I have a follow-up, Betty.
Go.
The girl whose husband's mysterious condoms were going haywire, she said, I don't know if I should believe him or ask my son who's 12.
Ooh,
oh, that's different. We had a follow up. Okay.
No, wait, stop.
No, that's happening. Kids are
Tracy,
little whores these days.
How? Okay, fine.
It's not okay. These little boys are running around like stealing condoms from their parents' fishbowl.
How are you not traumatized that you're using your dad's condoms?
Like three.
Why are you using your dad's condoms?
I don't know.
I don't know what's worse about this.
I'm telling you, boys are scary. People are like, oh yeah, boys get the older they get, the easier they get. No, they don't. They get worse. Okay. Have either of you had sex or performed a sex act while somebody was driving?
Yeah, we've covered that before.
I think we've talked about that. Yes.
Yes.
Dear Tracy and Jess, I know you already touched on the friend zone topic, but mine is a little different. We are literally best friends. He does do little things here and there and seems like he wants more, but neither of us will actually say something. Do I run the risk of total rejection and an awkward friendship afterwards because I'm scared he might pull away? Also, I can't have a Jess experience after a few drinks because he doesn't drink.
I was thinking that literally. I was like, get him drunk.
Yeah. Oh, man. I feel like that's he needs to make that move. Because if you do, you're always going to be his friend who like it's awkward around now. Can you imagine having a friend that you're so close with, that your best friend, you do everything with, and you're like, I want more. And he's like, yo, I just thought we were friends. You'll never go back.
You'll die.
But
also there's
immediate
been guys-
mortification of takes over your body.
But there's
like
guys
paralyzing.
That think they're friend zoned and don't even bother. Like
I
he
would,
might think you're out
I would
of his
casually
league.
Flirt with him, give him hints without actually saying I want something else.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, you have to make him think like, oh my God, I don't know if she's into me. Like, I need to say something to her. Let him come to you.
You're going to hate this idea, Tracy. Would it be awkward to not do a dinner date, but like the first thing I thought of is because the girls are at a carnival, but like a carnival's in town. Like, hey, do you want to come with me? Like
I bet they do that as it is.
As friends?
Yeah.
Then he has to be into her.
No, because No, I've had guy friends growing up and like I've gone places with them by myself and it's never been anything. Like I just you don't look at the person like that. So if he doesn't look at her like that and she looks at him like that, it will completely, they'll never do those things together.
But what
again.
If he is? What if he is and she doesn't?
That's what I'm
she
saying. She needs
it.
To put it out there a little, like flirt with him, make it very obvious. Like I'd say stuff like, you know, I really want somebody who like I'm friends with first, like that I feel comfortable around, flirt with him. Like tell him like, oh, you know, yeah, you don't get a girlfriend because then like she'll probably hate me and like you'll get rid of me and like see things like that. You can like set it up so he'll be like, no, I would never replace you. Like
Or like, I don't even want a girlfriend right now. Like, I'm happy where I am. That means like he's happy with you. Or
so grill him about
like
the
I
kind
would just low key
likes.
Grill him. Like, kind of don't be like, oh, I'm cool with whoever, because then it's like, oh, cool. Like, then I'm friend zoned. Whatever. Mm-hmm. No, make it like you don't want girls around him without being possessive and needy, but still making it known like, you know, I'm the only like girl in your life type of thing without being weird.
So I just want to make sure I'm understanding you correctly. So, like maybe asking him like what he thinks of certain girls or whatever, and then getting like low key jealous and let him like feel on to that.
Yes.
Like, be like, oh, is she
yes.
feeling something?
So that he
here?
Can question like, is she jealous or am I just like taking
yes,
it weirdly?
I
because
love this.
Then if he's like, oh my God, like, are you jealous? Like, I thought we were just friends, blah, blah, blah. And
yes.
then you could be like, first of all, I never said I was jealous. Like, I don't know where. I thought we were friends this whole time. Then you'll know where he stands. If he's like, I kind of like that you're jealous, that means he's into you.
Batty roulette. That's a great answer.
You have to kind of like, with guys, I feel like you have to give them the answers and let them think that they came up with them on the moment themselves.
Bingo.
You know what I mean? Like, you that's kind of like the threesome thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
You feed them the answers without them knowing that you're feeding them the answers.
I love this. Great. Let's okay. do another one. Hey, baddies. I'm a 32-year-old single mom, and I've recently joined the world of online dating. Good for you, girl. In my habitual left-swiping extracurricular activities, I came across an old close friend's husband on a dating app. Do I send her the screenshot of his profile, or do I keep my mouth shut and keep it moving? I'm at a loss because this friend and I were super close from our early teens until she met her husband to help.
So here's the thing about dating apps. This happened to me. I found a friend who's not husband, but boyfriend, but they have kids on a dating app. And I told her.
So wait. So you were on a dating app and you
the
saw.
The only reason that I told her was because some of the dating apps say when they were last active.
And you could see that he was active.
Recently.
So you told.
So like some of them, you don't know if they're active. That could be like
before
we met.
It was his wife or girlfriend.
It was his girlfriend, but they have kids together.
Okay.
And she was pregnant.
Oh my God.
So I did tell her and I called her and I was like, I had to talk to you. Like, where are you? She's like, oh, we're hanging out. And I was like, you got to go in another room. I had to talk to you about something. And all my friends were like, you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. I was like, yes, I am. Because she has the right to know and she doesn't deserve that. And like, she's better and whatever. So I'm told and like, she's like, I'm definitely going to talk to him about it. And then like nothing happened. So. Either
wow,
they spoke about it and she was cool with the answer she got, or I don't know. But then we found it again on a different one and somebody else had come and brought it to my attention and said,
you
I
didn't
only-
tell her again?
No, I told my other friend, like, now you have to call her and tell her.
Oh, shit.
Because I was like, I did it once. She's going to think I'm attacking him and mm-hmm. I'm not. I'm just protecting her.
What a fucking loser. Who goes out of their way like that to cheat over and
no,
over again?
No, and like, so it was like always like, I felt weird to doing it because like I
But what
I
was
wanted-
her response?
I'm going to talk to him.
And she never followed up with you?
He said that it wasn't him. I said he's not huh? hot enough to have somebody steal his pictures was my response. It's not somebody else using his pictures. He's... But at the same time.
She's still with him.
Yeah, which it's whatever. Like, that's your thing. Like, I'm not going to judge
this
you for that. I just want, I didn't want to look like the
involved.
Bad guy.
Yeah.
Because
but you
I was trying
do.
To look
it's
out for her.
Never going to be him.
And, like, I didn't want to ever be, like, that person that was like, oh, I knew about that, but I never wanted to say anything. And then she'd be like, are you fucking kidding? Why wouldn't you tell me that?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, let me just clear my name. Tell her she can do whatever she wants with the information. And that was it. And be like, listen, hands in the air. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling you what I saw.
But guess what? That
but you'll never,
term,
ever, you'll never, ever, ever.
Don't shoot the messenger.
You always get shot.
Yeah,
you're always
get
shot.
Shot. You're dead man walking.
For always.
Yeah, like unless you don't care about possibly losing that. I don't know. It's
no,
really
it was risky.
Tricky.
And I felt like I just because I'm the loud mouth of my friends that I had to say something because nobody
yeah.
else was going to. And I was like, I don't ever want to see any of my friends hurt that I had to say something. I feel relieved still to this day that I did because if
did.
I felt like I would have been holding that information.
Actually, I'd like that advice. Like, if you find it, find a friend that is just has no cares in the world.
That's
Make
me.
Them.
That's me. I'm the friend.
Them.
I'm the messenger. They always shoot me.
Yeah. Find someone else to do it so that
do
you're
your
off
dirty
the fucking
work.
Hook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? Because I do feel like I'd want to know. Would you want to know?
For sure. And I feel like if they didn't tell me, I'd be like, can I even trust you? Because you knew that information. You held it from me. Like, just because you were scared I was going to get mad at you.
My husband is so fucking, he would never, he's too lazy.
Cheating's
so
a lot of
work.
I can't even fucking imagine.
Profile? No.
Cheating is
no.
gotta be. You gotta remember every detail.
Denny,
you got to remember.
Would rather walk into the room and be like, "Hey, bro, can I get a BJ?" And I'll be like, oh, "Fine." And then that's it. Like, instead of he's got to log onto a computer. What's the password, Jessica? Like,
no, I just can't even imagine the amount of work that goes into cheating. It's too much.
It's too much. Okay, Batty Roulette. What do I do when my man never wants to have sex at night because he's tired from work? Our longest and best sex is at night. I do enjoy night sex. What about you, Tracy?
Which
is your favorite, morning or night?
No, I don't enjoy. I'm exhausted in the morning. I don't do mornings very well. So whatever. But I also think that like quickies through the day, if like he comes home or you're doing laundry or you're getting ready, like I've been putting on mascara and all of a sudden I'm being fucked, like, okay. And it's 5 minutes and it's quick and done. And I'm like, oh, listen, I'm not being like, I need a 50-minute session. Like, no, I'm good.
But
I'm good with a 3-minute rendezvous.
But when you
and
do
that's
want it.
You
rather do it at night, not the morning.
I don't like the morning just because it's like, you just
does he have
up,
a preference?
Who brushed their teeth? No, I'm just not there. Like, I'd rather like after you've showered from work.
Me and Denny are opposite.
You so morning sex it?
He loves the morning sex.
Well, because he has
and
work.
I love night.
It's a way to start off a day. That's true.
Oh, God. His men are so annoying. Like, it's
a, it is
like
a way
dogs.
To start off their day.
It's like they pee on a hydrant, like, first thing in the morning. Yeah, he's like always ready to go in the morning. And I'm just like, so the question here is, we only have sex in the mornings. And let's say he doesn't last too long in the mornings. Whoa, he doesn't last too long in the mornings. We're dead ass having a fight over this. He works
hard.
How
are you fighting? Everyone's winning.
Because he never wants to have sex at night. I guess he's tired from his day.
For sure. But like there has to be a compromise somewhere along the road. Like. I would hope like there'd be compromises
on
both ends. That's
what my husband and I do. We definitely compromise. Like I've been doing more in the mornings for him, even though it's like whatever
for
me.
The difference is Denny leaves at what, 8 in the morning?
No, it's changes. It changes. So.
Okay, but on like a good day, he goes into work.
But like even on like, forget like a day, let's say a day off. I'd much rather do it at the end of the day than
first
thing in
the morning. It's like a nice way to end your day, I feel.
I don't know. Like I can be prepared. I can brush my teeth. I can put on a sexy outfit. Like I just don't want to roll over.
In the morning.
Yeah, and like he does a thing that like guys did in high school where they're just like poking you in the butt and I'm just like, oh God.
What?
Like, you know what I mean?
That's weird. That's a little weird, Denny.
Like he's got a morning boner and he's just like, you know, tap, tap, tap. And I'm just, it's like, knock, 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 wake up. And I'm like, oh, I hate the mornings. Like, I want to brush my teeth.
I don't think mornings ever really happened. Maybe when we were like not with kids.
He loves the fucking mornings. I guess a lot of guys do. They wake up with their boners and they don't know what to do with them. I'm like, literally sometimes I'm like, can you just fucking pee it out and leave me alone?
Pee it out?
Yeah. Sometimes after a guy takes a piss in the morning, they're like boner.
That
goes
happens?
Away.
That goes away?
Yeah.
How do they pee? Like hunched over? I don't understand.
I wasn't asking for a visual, Tracy.
I'm just picturing how like 40-year-old virgin where he's like hunched over the toilet. I didn't know that. That's interesting. Pee it out.
That's why we have Batty Roulette.
Well, learn something every day, don't you? Pee it out. Can't you just pee it out, Denny?
Shut up, Tracy.
Batty Roulette. All right, guys. ready? Yeah. Okay, if you had to do one position for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Me?
It's a general question, yeah.
On top.
Okay.
Till I die.
On top till I die.
Yo, someone posted in Club Batty and was like, I have really hard time because my boyfriend is super tall and I'm really short. And I was like, I don't have any. I don't get it.
What's the point of that question?
She said she had a hard time being on top. Her legs didn't reach the ground.
What do you mean the ground? How are you on the ground? You're laying down.
And I was like, I don't think my legs.
I don't even understand the question.
So I guess what she was saying is that like they dangle maybe?
What? Bent over? For sure.
I don't know why it's like can sometimes be painful.
Never.
Never?
It's great. No, I'm also like I have a lot of ass and thighs. So like I know when he doesn't want to do anymore or I don't want anymore, we like switch off. Like I'm working from that angle too. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the twerk really. Twerk on the dick.
Wow, doggy for the rest
biggest
of your
sex
life.
Pet peeve. Not many people know this about me. Go ahead. Actually, nobody would know this about me
your
because
biggest
it's a
sex
pet peeve.
But I have no idea. What is it?
Mine is being kissed on the neck. If you're not from behind
you're
me.
You're so weird. Who cares? Why do you care about
it
that?
It freaks me out. Like, I'm like, ew.
You're so fucking weird.
Like, I like cringe. Like,
anything like semi-emotional and and what's the word I'm looking for? Like close,
intimacy.
Like intimate. Yeah, anything that could be intimate is like skeeves you. It's bizarre.
It's my fucking. It's could you me. Imagine it's growing up? I guess I don't know. But like, if you kiss, if you're behind me and you kiss me from the neck, that's different
because
but
it's like dirtier. That's why you like that.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe I can't explain it. But like
kissing on the neck, you are special.
I'm a different. I'm cut from a different cloth.
Oh my god.
Smallest penis you've ever seen.
Oh, definitely one of you baddies sent us.
You baddies sent. Okay, so at one point we said send us your best dick pics so we could make fun of it. We saw like arm lengths and were traumatized. And we saw one where the girl said, "I asked him how he jerked off, and he told me with his thumb and his pointer finger." Do you remember? That was her response to us, like this, because there was like nothing. Like he couldn't even like make a fist, like a closed hand. No, he used his finger and his pointer finger, his thumb and his pointer finger. That was probably the most traumatizing thing I've ever seen in my life. Just because like it looks like this. Like hard, he was like the Statue of David, but like when at his hardest, fullest, erect.
I don't even know, like, if you're a dude and you have the dick.
I would just never fuck anyone. And also, if you have a dick like that, you better eat pussy real good because there's no other excuse. Have either of you ever kissed one of your friends?
This is not the game. This is not Baddie Roulette.
This is not the game.
I got one for you.
Good, hit it.
Hi, girls. First of all, I just want to say that I'm a young woman. I love the advice you offer on the podcast.
Yay.
I just turned 21 on Monday. Yay, young listener.
Congrats. Happy birthday.
And I've been with my boyfriend since we were both 16. I truly do love him as a person, but I do not feel like we are in love anymore.
Aww.
You are too young
to be like in love like that.
No, to be like, I'm not in love anymore. Like,
well, that's, you know, this is what happens when you date a high from freshman year.
Yeah, like.
Like, that's why people, you need to
experience
other
people.
People in
their fucking 50s, 40s are like, oh, I don't know if I'm in love anymore. Like, you can't feel like that at 21.
No, that's for sure done. For sure
Almost
done.
All of the passion we've had for each other is gone, and I find that we argue and disagree more than we get along now. I truly think it would be best for both of us if we break up and see other people. Okay, so
you guys maybe reconnect like later in life when you're in a different place and like ready to settle down. Like if you really loved each other, that you stayed together for 6 years
Ooh,
or 5 years.
Here's the problem, Trey. I express these thoughts to him quite frequently, but he feels very strongly that we should stay together and work through our issues.
Well,
I'm
it's not
scared
working.
Of living
Sorry.
Without him, and I believe he is too. Which
you're
is
21.
Why I'm still
what
with
do you
him.
Mean? You're scared of living without him. You just started to legally drink.
We live together and my dad is his employer, so leaving is not as easy as it sounds. Yes, it is as easy as it sounds.
It's still totally. He could still employ him.
Absolutely.
Especially if he did nothing wrong to you, right?
I know somebody that got divorced and their husband still works for their mother and they had a horrible divorce. Like, I know it sounds like it's going to be trickier and it's awkward, which it will be, but like that is no reason to stay with a man.
Not
like,
at 21.
Both your reasonings to stay together is no good. No good. Not
no, that you need to break up with him now. And like also if he's working with your father, he did nothing wrong. Like he didn't like cheat on you or do you dirty.
Yeah, he didn't
you just
steal
guys,
from your dad.
Yeah, like, he just like you guys just fell out and that happens. And like that's no reason to stay together, especially at 21 years old. That's ridiculous.
And listen, there's a right way to do this. Have a talk with your dad and say, hey, we ended things amicably.
I really want you to be able to still work with
yeah,
him. He did nothing wrong.
Yes.
I want no problems.
Yes. And communicate that with him and say, listen, my dad knows that this was a mutual thing between us
yeah.
and he's okay
it
with
just
it.
Didn't
and
work
he
out.
Loves you. Yeah. And you don't even have to make it so definite. I think that's what scares people.
Yeah, like maybe down the road when we're older, more mature and
yes.
know that we want to get married, maybe we'll connect again. Let's stay in touch. Hopefully we can be friends a little bit. Keep
yes.
in touch with me. Like he still works for your dad. He's not running away.
You know what? And this just honestly, the fact that, you know, you're both scared to leave each other just to because you're
it's
afraid
so
of
weird.
Being alone
it's too weird.
Is just not a good place to be in a relationship, period.
Especially
so.
When you just started to legally
Girl,
consume alcohol.
You're 21. You're ready for fun. You know what I
21,
mean?
21. Ready for fun.
Get out there. All right, Baddie Roulette. Let's see what else we got.
Oh my God, this girl literally said the funniest thing. She said, this isn't a question for Baddie Roulette, but I figured it's something that all girls should know. Blowjobs are the healthiest breakfast. Comes with a sausage, two nuts, and a protein shot. Stay healthy, girls. I'm sorry. That's so funny.
That makes me never want to eat breakfast
Stay healthy.
Again.
Stay healthy, ladies.
It comes with two nuts.
A sausage
and
a protein
Baddie
shot.
Baddie Roulette has ruined my life once again.
Baddie Roulette. This is just his theme song.
This is Jess Betancourt, the host of DNA ID, the only true crime podcast that exclusively covers cases solved using forensic genealogy. DNA ID goes behind the headlines to answer your questions about this remarkable new crime-solving tool, how it works, how cases are selected, why the cases were unsolved for so long, and how the justice system is addressing it. I include input from law enforcement to give you the inside scoop that we all crave with a straightforward, no-nonsense delivery. You can find DNA ID on any podcast platform. Episodes come out weekly on Mondays.
Baddies, you already know about BetterHelp. When are you going to take advantage of what BetterHelp has to offer? At Bad Examples, we appreciate the sponsor. And let me tell you why. BetterHelp matches you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can connect in a safe and private environment that's online. It's so convenient. You do it right on your phone, on your laptop, pretty much any smart device that you have, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. Not just depression and anger and trauma, but stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, family conflicts, LGBT matters, self-esteem issues. These are things that we all have, that we all suffer from. Anything you share is confidential, it's convenient, it's professional, it's affordable. It is so much more affordable than traditional counseling. This service is available worldwide, so what are you waiting for? Take it advantage of BetterHelp. Start living a happier life today. As a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/bad examples. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bad examples.
All right, as you know, my kids love JoJo the singer, right? Do you know JoJo Siwa? Okay, everyone loves her. Well, I have my own version of JoJo now. She's on Best Fiends, and she'll eventually turn into a butterfly, which is exciting.
I'm glad this time that it's a female Best Fiend that you love, because
instead of Vincent. I did love my Vincent, though. He's cute.
You're ditching Vincent?
I am.
I just love that they're all named different things. They're just so cute.
They're cute characters. They're fun to play. Like, I feel like it's just like internal competition. Like, I can't wait to like get to the next level, beat my round,
collect all the characters,
collect them all. I love the music. I love everything about this game. I love that you don't need Wi-Fi to play. I love I could play it like if I'm my mom's driving me and my kids somewhere, I could play like while I'm in the front seat. Like,
I'm sure your mom loves that.
Yeah. On a plane, on a train, I feel like Dr. Seuss, like all these places, wherever you don't need Wi-Fi, you can play. It doesn't use up your cellular data. It doesn't use up your Wi-Fi. It's amazing. Best Fiends has thousands of levels already with new levels, events, and characters they add every month. Hours of fun right at your fingertips. You can even play offline, like I said. There's 100 million downloads and tons of five-star reviews, so Best Fiend is definitely a must-play game. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's
friends without the R.
Best Fiends! We're totally obsessed. It's not funny.
I feel like that's how
we
Vincent
love this
talks.
Game. Me Best Fiends.
Me Best Fiends.
I'm not singing Batty Roulette. Just makes me sing it. Okay, so this girl just said, I've been married for 3 years and my husband's fantasy is to have a threesome. I was iffy at first because I was scared to know, like, oh my God, what if the other girl is better with him? But I've also never been with a girl sexually, so I don't know how to react to the whole thing. He's made it a point to say, I want you to pick the girl, so it doesn't seem like he's interested in the girl. But do you think it's too early in our marriage to do something like this?
How long have they been married?
3 years. Do you think that I should consider friends? I don't know what to do. Please help me. She seems like really into it almost.
As much as I'm like pro threesome with like a boyfriend, with the marriage, you have to be so careful. You have to you need to know that you want this, because if it fucks things up, it's your marriage.
It's your marriage. The only reason I would say yes to marriage is if this was happening before you were married and it's something you guys together felt comfortable doing, or that like you guys are like 20 years deep into marriage.
And if he's pressuring you or like continuously bringing it up, like just be like, you could like act it out. Have a, you know what I mean? Like talk about it in sex. Like there's other things you can do to turn him on.
Yeah, I think 3 years is too early, considering I think that this is new for her and this is something neither of them have done before. I think it's a hard no, because I think if she's already like, oh, I'm uncomfortable, but he said I could pick the girl, that doesn't make a difference. You're still going to feel uncomfortable during it.
I love how...
And then there's no way to get out of it except for, like, making it super awkward and being like, this isn't working, and then storming out.
Yeah, it's...
I can't even imagine.
Me just because it's, again, it's your... I don't want to see anyone's marriage get...
crumble because of our show.
Because of a threesome that we're like, go do it.
Yeah, no, I don't think
I mean,
it's
but if you're, like, really, like, if you're into this thought and this thought turns you on, then go for it. But if it's just to please him, I would think twice about it.
Yeah, I'm going to say probably no on that one, but...
Okay, here we go. Sex crisis. Help.
Got it.
Vatty Roulette. Hey, Trey and Jay. I'm a new listener and I've listened to all of the podcasts and I'm already caught up. Woo.
Yay.
I know y'all did a sex podcast already, but seriously need some advice. I've been with my now husband for almost 4 years. We have a healthy sex life. We do it about 3 to 4 times a week. But I haven't finished orgasm in probably 3 months.
Why?
He seriously finishes after like 5 minutes. Sometimes before that. We foreplay and then go into everything else, but it doesn't last long at all. I love him so much, but I'm getting to the point where I don't even want it anymore because I know he's going to finish so quickly and then just leave me there. Once he's done, it's
fucking
done.
Selfish.
I try not to get mad because I know it seems to frustrate him a little, but I'm also getting really sick of it. He has tried a sex enhancement pill and it didn't work at all. I don't know how to handle the situation. Okay, stop the foreplay for him.
Yeah, he needs no foreplay.
No foreplay.
He's done.
Foreplay is
you
too,
need to be
it's like a pre-gaming, so you get really drunk. If you're already drunk, you don't need pre-gaming. Are you following?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. If you can't handle your liquor, then you shouldn't be foreplaying.
Right.
You shouldn't be pre-gaming.
No. So cut out the foreplay, one.
For him.
For him, yeah.
You should be taken care of first so that when he starts having sex with you, 5 minutes won't matter at that point because you already came, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, or like have him, listen, at this point, he has to know that he's a fast jizzer.
Wow.
Say that 3 times fast.
Fast jizzer.
Say it.
Fast jizzer.
Fast jizzer.
He's a fresh jizzer.
He knows he's a fast jizzer.
He knows he's a fast jizzer.
He knows he's a fast jizzer at this point. So, you know, he should be working extra hard during foreplay to you. So that when he sticks it in, you don't need that much time.
You're like 5 minutes, perfect, and then this is done. Great.
Yeah. But cut out the foreplay for sure for him. For you, add more. And I don't know, fucking tell him to think of like kittens with their head chopped off or something. Like,
yeah, does that?
I can't
imagine that working. Because
it's
got
to work.
I don't know. That seems so weird.
I don't know.
People are like, oh, think about a dog licking your balls. I'm like, ew, what? Like, how does that help? That can only hurt the situation.
Wait, who's telling you to lick
the
dog's balls?
Some girl messaged us that last week. She was like, how do I make him stop? Like, he always pictures, like, how long is he going to picture, like, having a dog lick his balls that, like...
That's not a good one.
I was like, ew, maybe that's the worst one you could have picked.
No, dead kittens is your go-to.
Dead kittens.
Your
or, like, your grandma, but that would totally bone her killer, yeah.
I mean, the other thing you can do is take breaks. Like... these are things you have to try out. So like
the focus here is he's gonna need to work on you first. You have to get it done first.
But during sex, you can also like jump off his dick, give him a second, like, you know what I mean? And then let him get
he should be able to have enough control where he tells you to stop doing what you're doing.
He's selfish. He's selfish.
That seems like a little that seems like a
this
really
is a
egotistical
sex crisis.
This is for sure like 911.
This is a 911. So glad you wrote to us. I would give his wiener a break. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if he's like,
also
if you're
tell
doing
him
a
to
doggy,
cut,
like
tell
just,
him to cut out jerking off for a while because he's coming too fast. So maybe if he
no
jerk off
more.
I lied. Yeah, tell him to be jerking off more during the day.
What else could he do? Jerk off more. Jump off his dick.
You need to figure out
maybe do it in a position that he doesn't like get as deep. That's like not great for him.
But he doesn't even care that she's not. So it doesn't matter. The priority is her coming first. So he has to be going down on you or doing whatever before he even gets any. Because as soon as he gets any, he's done. Then you're done. And it's like, whatever. Why am I even having sex with him?
You need to be like, you need to tell me when you're going to finish so I could like.
Stop.
Yeah.
And wait until you gain control.
Yes. I know it sounds silly, crazy. But like if you need to like practice that, it is an art. Sex is an art. Some of y'all are not good. You have not gone to art class. You skipped that class.
Yeah.
So, you know, if that's what you need to do. But this is incredibly frustrating. Not okay.
I'm frustrated for her.
3 months without an orgasm. Is this your boyfriend or your man? Who was this? Oh, your husband? Ooh, girl.
Woof.
I love that your husband is this attracted to you, but it's...
Yeah, but also he's selfish, so.
But he's a selfish man. It ain't right.
It ain't right.
Could also bring toys into the bedroom to use on yourself to help you finish
to be
faster.
Like, hey, asshole, this toy is doing it better than you. Like...
Just sprinkle some Pop Rocks on his dick and then it'll hurt when you fuck him.
Oh my God. Fucking kill me. All right, I have a question.
Go, baddie roulette.
Baddie roulette. I just started listening things to my coworker. Yes, talk about it at work. Woohoo! Mildly obsessed, to say the least, but I must say I must listen to the coconut episode. What are you guys talking about? I don't know if we've addressed this on the episode. I can't remember because we say things and forget. But what we were talking about is that we found that when you spell out the word coconut with your hips, it's a shakeup of tricks
while you're on top.
While you're on top, if you spell out the word coconut, you shouldn't even be getting past the letter O, the second O right before the N, that he's like, oh my god, you got to get off. Like, if you're doing it right, C-O-C-O-N-U-T. Like, if you get to the nut,
N-U-T,
he should get to the nut before you do.
Wow. That's a bold fucking statement,
yeah,
Tracy.
But you also have to, like, you kind of have to know your own body. But
are you, like,
also
exaggerating the movement?
Yeah. A lot. Like, instead of back and forth, you're C.
Oh,
I'm Tracy's literally doing
it. I'm closing my eyes. I'm closing my eyes. My eyes are closed. I know what she's doing, though. I can still picture it.
I mean, I can't imagine it not working. It's like fucking bulletproof. And people have literally been like, that helps. The coconut. Give me coconut.
It's a great trick because, you know, like
the coconut theory.
When men like to say bad shit about women during sex, they're always like, oh, she was a dead fish. Like, the coconut makes sure, like, it's
not
foolproof.
A dead fish.
You
yeah.
can, yeah, because you have to move around to get to those letters to do the exaggerated.
You're literally
C,
exaggerating
the, o,
the letters. Yeah.
The nut. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So there you go.
Baddie roulette. Dear Tracy and Jess, I wanted advice on fake friends and how you deal with them. For example, I had a friend since middle school. Once I graduated, everything changed and she ended up blaming me for stealing her money, even though I have a job, make my own money. And then she's talking bad about me on social. What's your opinion on this?
Oh,
there's so many girls in the world. Join
so
Club
irrelevant.
Baddie.
Oh my God.
There's a million girls. Make new friends, because anyone that talks bad about you on social media, like, to me, I would be done with that person. Would you be?
I have no tolerance. I have zero tolerance. Yeah, I block either. People before they could even, like, respond.
And someone that's your friend accusing you of stealing money, like, just fuck off.
Yeah,
I don't need your money.
I just have no.
I don't need
I
your pennies.
I have zero fucking tolerance for that. Pennies right. for your thoughts. No, thank you.
Yeah, like, fuck on out of here.
The fuck out of here. Put her in the bedroom.
If you want to make new friends, join Club Baddies right now. You'll have like
you guys. I have to say,
friends.
Not for nothing, but the amount of people who have told us that they just made like a new best friend from meeting up with people from Club Baddie, like,
it's incredible.
It is so amazing.
Those two girls, how pretty were they? They were so cute.
They were so cute. They're like, oh my god, I have to credit my new best friend. You look like you've been friends for 10 years. Like, they were like, we met 10 minutes ago. Oh my god, we love each other. Blah blah blah. It's so fun.
Okay, I got a good one. A good maybe ending one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, ladies, I need your help. My best friend has been on and off again with this guy, and she definitely took your advice from your Dear Exes podcast. Remember that episode?
Which consisted of...
We just said, like, once your ex is your ex, leave him in the past.
Okay, got it.
And she told me all of the fucked up shit he's done to her in their relationship. So the problem is she went back.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
So now she's back in love with this full-blown douche and wants us all to hang out. It's causing issues in our friendship now because I know how awful he is to her and I don't feel like I'm being a good friend if I don't speak up and just sit back and act like I'm okay with it. I don't want to ruin our friendship, but I can't also sit back and act okay with this guy who treats my best friend like shit. Have we not all been there?
Yeah, I just, I was just talking about that person before. I don't even want to be talking. No, so I think.
Have you not been in this exact same situation?
Yeah.
Your girlfriend tells you a little too much and you're like, how can I go back? How can I like this guy after this?
Well, me and my friends don't tell each other stuff until we're for sure.
Because of
that's
this.
Why. Because like she could be like, oh my God, I really liked this guy. He screwed me over 100 times. And then next week she'll be like, okay, so we're back together. And I'll straight up be like, well, then don't fucking ask me to hang out with him because I'm not like hang out with him on your own. I'm not faking it. Whatever. Go hang out with him and our other friends who don't care as much to say anything. Like, but I'm fucking not in. Like, and she'll be like, no, I get it totally. Like, me and my friends have a very understood relationship and we know the rules that they're like non-spoken rules. And like, I would never force any of my friends to hang out with somebody that they didn't feel comfortable with. Like, that's crazy to me that even that's a thought.
Okay, you want to hear a story?
I kind of do.
Okay, so I have a friend that was dating this guy and he was really great and like everything was good. And like they'd get into these little fights and she would come to me and every time, because again, in my 30s, back in the day, I would have been different. But this time now, I look past it. Let's work it out. It's both of you. Like, it's not just him always being the asshole. It's you too. Let's look past, right? He did something the last time that I just can't get I can't past. Go back. Yeah. And like,
can you tell us or no?
She knows now. Like, she doesn't. She used to call me like weekly with like questions and advice.
Now she doesn't give you so
it's
much
quiet.
Info.
It's quiet. It's been crickets. Quiet on all fronts. Yeah. Because I can't forgive him for it. I can't believe she did. You know what I mean?
Whoa.
Yeah. So it's a really weird place. But what am I going to do? They're going to stay together. They're in love until it happens again. You know what I mean?
Jesus.
Yeah.
So, it's real hard to come back from that.
And I tried because as a teenager and as, you know, in college, if someone like fucked with my friend the littlest bit, they were dead to me. And I'm trying to not be that person because everyone makes mistakes.
I'm still that person.
Yeah. I am too. But I'm really trying to not be so I hate him. Like, I don't like him because, you know what? Who your friends love, they love. But like, I know at some point when they do shit like that, you have to.
Yeah.
Put your foot down.
You have to be like, if you're not going to stand up for you, I'm gonna, because this is unacceptable.
And my advice to you is that I think eventually these relationships will fade out on their own. And
oh
then,
yeah, it's not something to worry about as long as you keep in contact with her.
Yeah.
And like, make sure you know, like, I'm not a fan. I will be there for you if you need me to, but like, just so you know, I'm not a fucking fan. And then hopefully she's like, how am I even gonna stay with this person? Like, my best friend hates him and blah blah blah, and it's never gonna work out. And then in the end, you win anyway.
So would you play nice if your friend asked you to?
No. And would I be in the same room?
I love
room?
When you don't even think about
no,
it.
No. I would be in the same room with him, sure. I just wouldn't, like, I would never, like, I may not even say hi. Or I'd be like, hi from across the room, like, wave, like, oh, hi, table. When I come to, like, the dinner table and everyone's sitting down, I'd be like, hi to everyone. I'm not going to go kiss everybody.
That's such a good move.
Yeah, it's a general, I don't give a fuck to make that much intimacy contact with you because I don't fucking like you. And I make it very, but I'm transparent. There's no way for me to even pretend I like somebody that I don't like.
Yeah, I hear you.
And they know the reason. It's not because like, I'm like, I don't like him. He gave me like the look the other day. It's like, no, cause he fucking hurt you.
Yeah.
And you're too pussy to fucking stick up for yourself. So I'm going to be that bitch. And if he hates me, maybe he won't marry you and I win anyway. So.
Well, friends, that's Batty Roulette.
Thank you.
For you.
You're just lucky you're not having me as a friend
because
I am rough.
This is our theme song. Trey is a savage. Yeah. Y'all already know that.
You guys, yeah, just be lucky I'm not your friend. To any of you people, probably have nice friends who let you do whatever you want to do. My friends aren't allowed to do anything.
I like Batty Roulette. What do you think?
Batty Roulette's fun. I say once a month.
Once a month, right? Yeah. It's good. I know. I like it too. Some of you guys are fucking wild.
Yeah, wild cards. I don't even know what to say. It's like, oh no.
I like how Batty Roulette people change the game. They're like, do you like anal? Like, that's,
not,
like,
Batty
that's
Roulette.
Not Batty Roulette. We're trying to help y'all out.
Oh, yeah. This is not a. I mean, we'll throw those in here and there, but.
Yeah, you snuck a few by us this time.
Yeah. Sneaky little fuckers.
Love you, baddies. See you next Tuesday.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.